the new Radiation Protection Authority ELAM system platform, fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories at 12 hours. UPND warns opposition of continued defection. Government urges parents to return children to school. And elephant killed 20 in Indian state as rescue efforts continue.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. UPND Deputy Spokesperson Elvis Nkandu has urged opposition political parties to put their internal affairs in order or risk losing more members to the ruling party. In an interview, Ms. Nkandu said it is natural for politicians to seek political homes where they feel secure and valued, emphasizing that the only way opposition parties can halt the exodus of their members is by addressing internal challenges and strengthening party structures. He has warned that failure to do so will result in continued defections to parties that offer stability. Ms. Nkandu has added that the UPND remains an attractive destination because it provides a safe and well-organized political environment, and that the party will continue to welcome new members who join in the spirit of unity and national development.
Let them get their house in order if they want people to follow them. If they don't want people to get out of their political parties, like members of parliament, councillors, is by them putting their house in order. So what is critical now is for the opposition to get united. They put their house in order. Then their members of parliament, their councillors will not leave their political party. And this is the advice, which is very free, that let them put their house in order, not the way they are. Definitely every time we'll be seeing members of parliament, every time we'll be seeing councillors drifting away from this political party to go where it is safe.
Government has called on parents across the country to take their children back to school following the reopening of Term 1 for the 2026 school calendar. Addressing parents, pupils and teachers at Kamwala Secondary School this morning, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima said all learners who have obtained full certificates should be accommodated in school despite limited classroom space. Mr. Siakalima also said, in order to safeguard the free education policy, he will present a bill to Parliament next month to make free education a matter of law.
Our Education Act is changing and presenting a bill in February to lock this policy in full law. That policy of free education is not only a policy now. In February, it will be law. Cast in concrete, so that one day, if you people elect a madman for a president, you will not reverse. I now turn to the parents. Please send your children to school. Mandela, send them to school. Don't derail them. Let them come to school, because they will be of help in future.
And school head teacher Chiniva Mamba said the school is expected to enroll over 1,000 Form 1 and Grade 10 pupils this year, with an expected school population of 3,600 pupils.
The Form 1 we are expecting, you are welcoming today, the total number that has come into school is 1,200. This signifies the fact that they are special And also, they did very well. And truly, there's no other institution that can accept them apart from government schools. The scenario is the same. From all government schools, we have picked everyone. And for information, Honorable Minister, even those who failed the grade 9 exam, we have given them spaces to repeat in Komoa. They are among those who make up the number to move to 1,220.
Meanwhile, Lusaka Provincial Education Officer Terry Changwe has praised the province for improved examination results, noting that the grade 9 pass rate has risen from 57% to 74%. The Christian Democratic Party has adopted its president, Danny Pule, as the party's candidate for the August general election. Speaking at a media briefing, Party Secretary General Kephas Mukuka said delegates unanimously endorsed Professor Pule following a successful National Party convention held on 9th January 2026, which attracted delegates from across the country.
The following were the resolutions. Number one, that the delegates elected Professor Chief Apostle Daniel Pule as party president. Number two, adoption of the new party constitution. Number three, adoption of the party manifesto. Number four, that the Christian Democratic Party will participate in the August 2026 general elections at all levels, including the president.
And Professor Pule said the party is ready to make itself available as a special purpose vehicle for the Tonse Alliance ahead of the polls. He has emphasized that this position remains open whether or not he personally contests the presidency.
My party is available as a member of the Tonse Alliance should the Tonse Alliance decide to use my party, the Christian Democratic Party, as a vehicle, with or without my presidency being a presidential candidate. Okay.
The Veterinary Association of Zambia says government is on the right track to increase the country's cattle population to 7 million by next year. In an interview, Association President Dr. Malcolm Chioba has attributed the progress to measures government has implemented to boost livestock production. Dr. Chioba notes that efforts to control animal diseases and promote local drug manufacturing in the sector will play a key role in achieving this growth. He adds that government has the potential to significantly expand the livestock industry in line with the broader agenda of economic diversification beyond mining.
Then I think this year's time we could really improve on the numbers, you know, that we also get, you know, that we plan to get. So basically, yes, we are on the right track. We may be slow, but we may have to do more by employing, you know, a lot of our members so that they can provide the necessary services. And I hope we will be able to do some more, you know, statistics and the numbers this year. A census of the animals, check the numbers where we are this year so that we're able to account for that much more appropriate.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, says the Great East Road from the airport roundabout to Luangwa Bridge continues to face challenges as it last underwent periodic maintenance in 2008. EIZ President Engineer Wesley Kaluwa has emphasized the urgent need for proper planning to ensure regular periodic maintenance, noting that delayed interventions often result in more severe road deterioration. Speaking to Hot FM News, Engineer Kaluwa said the country is losing significant amounts of money due to the failure to consistently carry out periodic maintenance, as minor defects eventually develop into costly major repairs. He has added that timely maintenance would not only extend the lifespan of the road, but also reduce overall expenditure and improve safety for road users.
The Trunk Road 4, which is called the Greatest Road, in the section from the airport roundabout to Luangwa Bridge, it last underwent what is known as periodic maintenance in 2008. But then there's what is known as scheduled maintenance,